term, metanoia, and that means a deeper change. Before I get into that, there are so many great Greek terms, so many powerful Latin terms and Greek terms, and just a couple of letters, but put them together, and it's just this heavy, substantial word like arete, metanoia. Those Greeks, those Latin folks, really onto something. So, metanoia, literal translation means afterthought or a change of mind. So, meta is after or beyond. Noia means mind or thought. So, metanoia, a deeper change or a change of mind. I close the podcast here. I close the show by saying, do your part by doing your best. The whole idea is that if each of us understood what our best were, what our best is, what our highest level of effort is, what the standard that we want to hold and stand by and carry is, and then we did that, and we did the best that we could with what we had at the time, I think that that would just solve a lot of the problems that we're experiencing. If we all just focused on understanding what our best was, and then we focused on executing and actually doing that, what a wonderful world it would be. So I love the line, do your best with what you know. And right now, I guess over the last four, five, 6 years, we've really been litigating our past and beating the crap out of ourselves because we were less wise in the past than we are today, which on its face is really dumb. Because if we weren't constantly improving, changing, evolving, well, then we'd all just be stuck in caves still. So you do your best with what you know. And we have been so ultra critical and tearing down statues and changing names. And sometimes it's probably a necessary thing. And sometimes it goes just way too far. And it is bad ideas and bad thinking run amok. And that's how that goes too. The making of sausage. We all, well, not everybody. I love sausage. Just, it's delicious. But the making of the sausage, I'm not necessarily interested in. It's like if you like to eat at a fast food restaurant, yeah, you like the finished product. Doesn't mean you want to go in the kitchen. Doesn't mean you want to see how a Mickey D's burger is made. Not necessary. I think that that would probably change everything. So, as we evolve, as we advance, as we move on, it's going to be messy. Going to be messy. The whole human experience is messy. And that is a feature, not a bug. But we have forgotten that. Go figure. We've forgotten that. So ultra critical of our past, ultra critical of our parents and our grandparents and our great grandparents. How in the world could they have done this? But then you need to realize, you look around, you say, well, we're currently doing things that future generations are going to admonish the heck out of us for. They're going to be like, what were they doing? What were they thinking? How could they? How shame on you. Oh my goodness. So that statue that's been erected of you, it's probably getting knocked down because of what you just did last week. I know what it was. I don't have any idea. I'm just making a joke. Kierkegaard said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Can't put it any better than that. It's bittersweet. Nature of wisdom. We only truly understand after it's happened. But we must act without that clarity because I just don't know. I don't know how it's all going to work out. Final analysis. What's that going to be? I don't know. We have to do the best, do our best with the information that we have. Do our best. Try to live justly. Try to live in a way that is aligned with whatever the values and the beliefs of our time are slash is. Carl Jung said, "You are what you do, not what you say you'll do." You are what you do, not what you say you'll do. So all that virtue signaling, if you're an awful person, that's not going to matter because it's what you actually do, not what you say or what you express on social media. We have a tendency to really self to deceive ourselves. The practice of self-deception is one I'm certainly well aware of, well acquainted with. Try to do it as infrequently as possible, but we all fall victim to it. And the path to hell is lined with good intentions. But those intentions do not, they ought not define us. It is our actions that define us. Teddy Roosevelt, do what you can with what you have where you are. Another powerful sentence right there. You need to be grounded. We don't live, if we lived in a perfect world, there'd be perfect scenarios. If we lived in an ideal world, there'd be these ideal scenarios and situations and outcomes. Meanwhile, in the real world, we are making the sausage. We are building the airplane on the fly. We are flying by the seat of our pants. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be ideal. And I am not deluding myself to think that I am going to operate in a perfect or ideal manner. And therefore, I do not look back on the people that came before us, any part of the world, and denounce a human being because they made some bad decisions. And you can look at every single human being throughout the course of history, and they're going to be just like you and just like me. It's a really famous quote talking about the line between good and evil. It runs not through towns or cities or states, but right down the center of each one of us, right through our souls, right through our hearts. You look at Gandhi and Mother Teresa and Nelson Mandela and Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. These are all men and women who are men and women. Maya Angelou appropriately put it the best. Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. So, there you go. We are hopefully benefiting from the collective intelligence and resources and intelligence of everybody that's ever walked on the face of the earth. If we are not able to assimilate new information and take it in and put it to work, well, then we would absolutely have remained stuck. We would still be, hunting with spears or whatever. Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better. It is a beautiful sentence offering us grace and also demanding responsibility. Because it's not just saying, do the best you can and just let the chips fall where they may. No, it's saying you are responsible to assess, take in new information, and continue to elevate and build humanity. And for lack of a better term, continue to level up and continue to question responsibly and give grace to the past. So you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We don't tear everything totally down. As we're reimagining things, it doesn't mean it's a blank slate and we just get rid of all the past wisdom and the hard-won lessons. I mean, society is really, really hard. Governing people is really, really hard. And working together and moving and advancing civilization is really hard. You've got competing interests and factions and just so much always going on. And like I like to joke and kid about, it's like I'm tired, I'm hungry, or I'm stressed, I'm depressed, I'm a little horny, whatever. So you have all of that going on at the same time too. We're just human beings doing the best we can until we know better, and then we work to know better and do tend to then do better. You put all this together, and what we're doing is we're forming a moral progression of sorts. So Roosevelt said, act with what you have. Jung said, accept that action defines you. Maya Angelou said, then we reflect and we grow. And Kierkegaard tells us we make peace with the past and continue moving forward. Accept the action that defines you, reflect and grow, make peace with the past, and just keep swimming, buddy. Our past, yours, mine, ours, is a weight that we carry. We get to choose what to do with it. We can choose to view this weight as something that's going to build muscles and strengthen our bodies and strengthen our fortitude and increase our resilience and our grittiness and our emotional intelligence and our spiritual intelligence and our mental health, all of these things. Or we can allow that weight to be an anchor that drags us to the bottom of the ocean where we all will invariably drown. How are you using that weight right now? Are you wielding it to grow stronger, or is it pulling you to the bottom of the ocean where you're gonna die? And the answer is probably a little bit of both, because you're a person. I think you're a person, or you could be a bot. I don't know. But it's part of our evolution. It's part of the human races, our species' moral evolution. It's beneficial, from my perspective, and wise to critique the past, not to destroy it, but reinterpret it, redeem, find meaning in it, regardless of how awful. Find meaning. Seek for accountability. That's important. I'm not saying it's absolute, it's not absolution. We need to hold people accountable and then find the new direction forward. Is there a better way? Is there a better path? And not just, the path that's easiest, it's a better path. I think that that's still true. I still think that that just makes sense. I hope anyway. There are certainly a lot of people out there who, for their own purposes and to enrich themselves, are just seeking to destroy parts of the past. And they're seeking to, for whatever their motivations are, we're so critical. So critical. So much of the content that we consume is just one person talking about what other people have done or what they're doing or what they might do and what they're thinking, even though they have no effing idea. So much of it. And of course, we'd be better served if we just took that weight of our past and all of our decisions and our past decisions and used them as a weight to make ourselves better. And if we all did that, do your part by doing your best kind of a thing, I think we'd be on the right track or on a good track. So the shift is that from reckoning to rejection. So usually, traditionally, reckoning with the past meant acknowledging that if there was a harm, you name the harm. If there was growth, you honor that growth. And then you make space for both the good and the bad, for the tragedy and the triumph. But what's going on right now, when you're on the internet, if you're on X or Facebook or wherever, there's so much polarity, and that's usually what I've just been talking about is now replaced with just blanket condemnation with zero context at all, just binary. And we've chosen to just purify things by erasing them. Get rid of statues, get rid of these books, get rid of this stuff. I want it out of sight, out of mind, never to be thought of again. Well, that's dumb. And this moral absolutism, which totally flattens any nuance. You're puritanical. Remember reading about the Puritans? I do. Seem like real a-holes. But what's going on right now? Everybody's a Puritan. Just based on whatever they're trying to purify or whatever. So we're not just critiquing the past. People seem to be at war with it. We are absolutely at war with ghosts. We're at war with statues and books, and we're canceling people, not only for what they do, but what they once were, or even what they failed to be. Whew. So, but it's pretty clear why it's happening. I just unresolved pain turns into rage. So if we're not able to grapple with and struggle with and ask and answer questions together, individually and together, then if we're not able to meaningfully acknowledge past injustice or trauma, the next generation is going to come swinging even harder. And then destruction becomes the symbolic act of power. And boy, if we're not seeing that everywhere, if we're not seeing that everywhere in protests that devolve into riots and violence and killing all over the place, so much violence. But at some point, I guess at some level, it makes sense because certainty is a lot more comforting than is complexity. So if I simply just decide I am on the right side of this and I do not have any capacity slash interest slash, yeah, I guess, to consider these things, to look at the nuance, to suss out why somebody else thinks totally differently than I do. Well, no, I'm gonna draw a line right here, dig my heels in. This is the truth. It's also just easy to label things. I talk a lot about that, how we human beings like to categorize things, good, bad, right, left, whatever. It's a lot easier just to label racist, racist, sexist, ah, ah. Versus having to actually go through and wrestle with the messiness of humanity and human history, which again is a feature, not a bug. So what do we have? We have dick jerks, moral grandstanding instead of pursuing moral growth. We have public outrage to signal virtue, but there's no real value going on. There's no, certainly not any personal transformation going on. Just outrage signaling that you're a virtuous person. And here's what we need to do. Here's what I need to do. And I think that you should, you ought, you'd be benefited greatly by leaning into all of it. Lean into it as opposed to avoiding it, as opposed to pretending that it didn't happen or it's not there. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Lean into it. Interrogate your own reality. Where's that line inside of you between good and evil, good and bad? Where in your past have you acted incorrectly? And where have you learned? How are you getting better? Critically think about all of your own thinking. And critically think about what you're reading about. That just takes somebody's opinion at face value as fact, because probably not. What I'm talking about is doing our best. I'm trying to do my best. And I want you to do your best. And by doing so, you will be doing your part.